Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Arvin Minocha, President and CEO of Wolf Trap Foundation for the Performing Arts.
And we are talking because Wolf Trap is doing its annual holiday sing-along with the President's Own United States Marine Band and a bunch of choirs, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be Saturday, December 3rd at 4 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what is this? I said it's an annual thing. I seem to remember it is, but how long has this been going on?
You know, the annual sing-along at Wolf Trap has been going on for over 50 years. Actually, the first couple sing-alongs were actually out at Wolf Trap Farm Park before the performance venue was even built.
Oh, wow. Remind us now I think I remember you telling me that when we talked last year, but just so I have the soundbite again, remind us how sort of the origins of that before the Feline Center was even built.
This started way back in 1968 when our founder, Catherine Feline Schouse, she lived out at Wolf Trap Farm, and she invited local choirs over to the farm and the local community to sing holiday songs and carols together. And then the next year, she invited the President's Own Marine Band to actually join and invited more of the community in to sing together. And that tradition stuck. And then after the Feline Center opened in 1971, the President's Own Marine Band has been part of the Wolf Trap Holiday Sing every single year, whether it be in person or, as it has been the last couple of years, virtually.
All right, great. So you mentioned that you did it virtually the last couple of years. How did that work?
Yeah, well, you know, the last time we did it in person was 2019. And then in 2020 and 21, because of pandemic, we did it virtually. And we put out a program online featuring the President's Own Marine Band, playing a lot of great holiday music. You know, we had the bouncing ball on screen so that people could be at home and gather with their friends and family and sing along from home. And it actually was super popular. You know, the fun part about doing it online was not only did you get a lot of folks from the DMV who were able to tune in, but we had a lot of folks from around the country who said, you know, I moved from the area and I didn't think I'd do the Wolf Trap Holiday Sing-Along again, but now I'm able to do it from California. So that was nice. But this
great
year,
we can really play that up this year, that this is the first time having this back since 2019.
That is true. This is the first time in person since 2019.
Wow. So how excited are you to be back? I mean, because it's, on the one hand, we're grateful that we had, you know, the virtual option during the pandemic to sort of get us through that temporary pause. But it's going to be exciting to sort of be back in the Feline Center with, you know, I guess with all the wreaths and decorations and all. You know, it's going to be great to be singing together, right?
It's going to be great. Yes. You know, we love the online version. And, you know, we've done a lot of renovations and improvements over at the park in the last couple of years. So I'm really excited for people to come back to their, you know, favorite holiday tradition, be at the new and improved Feline Center, see all the beauty and the majesty and the wreaths and the costumes and the characters, and get back to doing holiday sing in person.
Fantastic. All right. Well, without further ado, what's sort of on the program this year? Like, what could you give us a sense of which all groups are going to be performing?
Sure. Yeah, we have, you know, as I said, the program is anchored by the President's Own U.S. Marine Band, our long, long time partner. And they're going to be joined by over 15 local choirs. I think we'll have upwards of 600 singers on stage, including a lot of children and a variety of children's choirs. And, you know, it's costume characters. I think Frosty will make an appearance. I think Rudolph will make an appearance. I'm fairly certain Santa Claus will make an appearance, and it's going to be a lot of family fun.
Do you know the names, just so I have a couple anecdotes, do you know the names of some of the local choirs, or is it like one of those where there's so many it's going to be impossible to
know? No, I do have some names. The Colvin Run Elementary School, the Fairfax Choral Society Symphonic Chorus, the St. Paul the Sixth Catholic High School Choirs. There's a whole variety of choruses from around the DMV.
Awesome. Awesome. And give us a sense of maybe some of the songs on the set list. Like what are some of the holiday favorites that are pretty much guaranteed to hear?
Pretty much guaranteed. I think you can count on Joy to the World. I think you can count on Deck the Halls. I think you can count on Frosty the Snowman and the Dreidel Song. And I say, you know, the last tradition is always everybody leaving the Feline Center candlelit with candles or LED candles in their hands singing Silent Night.
Oh, wow. That's got to be very like a goosebump moment there. So wait, do you hand out candles, digital candles, or you ask
we do
people
not.
To bring
we
them?
We encourage folks to bring their LED candles with them. And also, if they are so inclined, maybe bring some Christmas bells, because there will be a jing-along during Jingle Bells. I think especially nice to see all of the multi-generational families come out, you know, parents with their parents and also with their children. So you have three generations kind of coming together on a nice nippy December afternoon.
Awesome. So they bring the candle for Silent Night and bring some jingle bells for the jing-along. That's great. Well, could you actually... Just because I'm going to put together two radio pieces. So okay. what you just said is perfect for the one piece. For the second one, why don't you just phrase it one more time for me if you can. To, you know, speak directly to the listeners and tell them to bring both a candle and bring some jingle bells. Like it, just sure. Just so I have a second option.
Great. You know, so we invite everyone listening to come out to the park on a nippy Saturday afternoon at the beginning of December with your friends and family. Bring some LED candles with you. Bring some Christmas bells if you've got them, because there'll be a jing-along for Jingle Bells, and there'll be a beautiful procession as we leave everyone at the end of the program with Silent Night.
Sounds fantastic. Now, I know also there's sort of like a charitable donation component to this too. Like who are we benefiting and how do they donate?
We're collecting toys and we're partnering with Toys for Tots. So as we have in previous years, we'd love to be able to exceed all of our goals. And we ask everyone to bring toys with them, you know, wrapped and ready to go. And Toys for Tots will be on site to pick everything up, collect them, and take them to children all around the area.
Now, you said wrapped or ready to go, but the website says new unwrapped toys. So which one?
I'm so sorry. New and unwrapped.
New and unwrapped. Okay, yeah. Cool. Great, great. And talk about best of all, this whole event is, I think it's free, right?
The whole event is free. It's just, all you have to do is bring your good cheer, bring your candle, bring some bells if you've got them, bring a toy or two for the Toys for Tots, and that's all.
Now talk visually about how, I mean, we mentioned all the music, but talk visually about how when you come into there, not only is it the beautiful, you know, the wooden and with the great acoustics and everything of the venue itself, but talk about how, you know, and we're a radio station, but so visually paint, use your words to tell me visually what it's going to look like with all the decorations.
Well, you know, when people walk into the Feline Center, I think they're always struck by how beautiful the venue is, the natural setting, the beautiful landscape around, you know, certainly in December, often it's, you know, snow on the ground, snow in the trees, very festive, beautiful, warm wood, all newly refurbished in the last year. And then as you get in to see the stage, you know, it's massive wreaths and Christmas trees and other holiday decorations, all, I think, you know, contributing to a feeling of being out in nature, being surrounded by music, being surrounded by friends and family, and all of the holiday trappings that make you remember how lovely this time of year can be.
Love it. Yes, it's very easy to get to, but because of the national park, it gives the feeling of, you know, over the river and through the woods. To
absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I guess let's end by pretend I'm not even here and like you're talking directly to the listeners and say, you know, hey, everyone, come on out. You know, this will get you in the holiday spirit.
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. It's that time of year again. Come out to Wolf Trap on December 4th at 4 o'clock for our annual free community festival, our holiday sing.
Sounds great. Hey, Arvin, thanks so much for doing this. Always great catching up.
Thanks very much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.